Okay. Like, ever since I took my BDSM test, I have been like doing everything I can to learn about my new people. As a BDSM person, there's a lot of things that you have to know about. All right. So, like, I took the test, right? And I got 82% submissive, which, as I said before, is pretty good. If this was school, that'd be like near the top of what you can get on a test. But, like, I don't think they had that kind of test in my school. But maybe they do now. Because apparently BDSM is getting, like, super popular. Yeah, and if you can't tell, like, this is totally Kendi. Like, Kandee. Like, spell it right. Like, what's wrong with people? My God, whatever. So, anyway. That's what happened when drugs got popular, you know? Like, we had to go to a bunch of classes about drugs. And they're all like, how, you know, drugs are bad. So, maybe that is different. The test I took doesn't say BDSM is bad, so it is probably not exactly like drugs, but they might still like have classes. So, like, everyone I talked to kept telling me that I needed to educate myself, which is a weird thing to say because, like, that isn't how school works at like all. Whatever. You have a teacher people who teach you, and then you take tests. So, like the BDSM test, which like I got 82% on. So maybe I don't really need education. But anyway, I went to this class, right? There were like three different classes, and I had to pick one. And the one I picked was called like water sports, because like I like to swim, and when I was a kid, sometimes we'd go to a place that was like on a lake that had boats and like a jet ski. So, okay, yeah, I know a lot. So, if there's like a water sports test, I think I get like at least 82%. So, I don't think I'm like exaggerating or anything when I say I'm like around 82% like water sports. When you say around, like you make things sound like up, you know? Like, because no one can check on around, right? So, anyway. 82% submissive and at least 82% water sports, or around that much. And just like school, this one had like a teacher person. So I actually felt like it was like an education thing. So the class started and there were like 20 people there, which is pretty good, I think. And the teacher person was like named Mistress Cat, which is super fun. Like, I didn't think that was her real name or like anything. Like, apparently you can make up any name you want, and like people have to call you that. I'm still thinking about my new name. I really want a good one. Like Mistress Cat. But, you know, that one is totally taken. So I have to figure out something new. So, here are the things like she said. So first, it like turns out that I was completely wrong about the swimming part. There's like no swimming. I was pretty disappointed at first. But there was some other stuff that was interesting, so that was good. And like it turns out that like there's something called like medical play, which I think is like that TV's Grey's Anatomy show, you know, which is like my favorite show because I thought the doctor was super hot, you know that guy? Oh yeah, you know the one I'm talking about. Huh. But like then he quit or got fired because he wanted to do movies or something, which was like dumb. Because he's on TV and not like some kind of movie person. So I think that was like the big mistake, and so I stopped watching it. So, like, TVs and movies are actually not happening. But, like, plays are like TV shows, but like right in front of you, like actually happening. I know, right? So, medical plays are like Grey's and Madden Anatomy, but like more real. And you can't just quit to do movies. So. That is good too. So it is like a medical play. And like it has these two parts. The first is going pee pee. And like the second is called an imana. An imana. What? Imana. 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 Okay. It's called an imana. And I had never heard of that before. But like I know a lot about peeing because like I drink a lot of water. Because it is super good for you, and it's so really good for your skin, like really good. Okay, like I read this whole article about why you need to drink like a lot of water, And, like, only the good kind. Not, like, bottles that just say, like, water. And it's got, like, to have a name that is, like, not American. Like, Fuji. It's good. Or La Crocs. So, anyway. Water is important, and so is pink. So, like, one person is the pee peer, and the other is, like, the pee. And then you just have to pee on them or get peed on, and that is the first part. People had lots of questions. Like, I was going to ask one, but then I thought people might think I was making up the 82% water sports thing, which I kind of was. But I did say around, so, like, that's okay. Like, they're all, like, a lot of questions about something called sterile. But I didn't know what that was, so I just nodded a lot whenever Miss Cat spoke about it. I think it has something to do with different kinds of metal, I think. Like, sterile silver? Yeah. It's supposed to be, like, hypoallergenic. Yeah. So, when you get it for earrings, it doesn't, like, turn your skin, like, weird colors. Oh my god, that, like, totally happened to my friend Chelsea! So finally, I decided to ask a question because the whole thing about naming things is really, really important. So, like, I asked if it was okay to use the word tinkle. Everyone thought it was funny. But, like, they never really told me yes or no. It could be one of those things that people don't like to talk about. There are a lot of things like that, I think. Because I sometimes ask questions and no one answers them. So anyway, naming things. Pee is a cute word, but tinkle is way cuter, like, by a lot, right? Yeah. I think it'd be okay to do it if I could call it tinkle play, and if I got to be the tinkler person. See? Tinkler? Cute. I mean, right? Duh. Because I'm good at it already, and I drink lots of water. I don't think it'd be good to be tinkled on, even though it is such a cute word. It'd be kind of gross, too. So, like, that was the first part. The second part was another completely different medical play. It was about something called an emena. Yeah, emena, okay. Which, like, puts water in your butt, in your behind. Yeah, in your butt behind. Sometimes, like, they wear, like, doctor and nurse costumes, too. Because it is, like, a medical play. So, that makes it even more, like, lifelike. And probably harder to quit to do than movies. So the emena is like a big bag with a tube on it and a nozzle thing at the end. Someone puts it in your butt and like it puts water in there. They never told me why people do this and it did not sound fun to me. But then I wondered, if you put like all the water in there, do you still have to drink water too? Like, and is it like good for your skin? So I asked him about the skin thing and if he could use American water. And Mistress Cat told me that I shouldn't ask any more questions. I think she could sense that I knew a lot. And my questions were probably making people feel bad. Because they're all just like staring at me and like saying nothing. Like maybe I should have been teaching the class or something. Because even though I don't know anything about emenas, I'm like an expert on non-American water and skincare. Like, totally. And both are, like, super important. You know, I think I'm gonna stick to just drinking water, though. Because, like, I don't like putting anything in my butt that isn't attached to, like, something that can talk. You know? Anyway, I was a little disappointed that there wasn't any kind of test at the end. But also, I was, like, super happy because tests are really, really hard for me. But also, I think maybe I'm just super good at BDSM things. So I might do really good on the test. After class, I did ask Mistress Cat if she thinks that after her class, I could tell people that I was like 82% on water sports. And like she said, she had no idea what I was talking about. Which I think it means it's okay. She didn't like say no or anything. Oh, also, I met a guy. His name is Footslay for You, which sounds like a totally made up name, by the way. Like, I don't think I want that kind of name. Anything with a number in it just, like, doesn't sound right to me. But he was nice, and he wanted me to do the first thing from class. So I tinkled on him. Because I had like two big bottles of Fuji water and I really needed to go. And he was okay with me not having a nurse uniform and stuff, huh? Which was super, really nice of him. But I made him sing Tinkle and not pee, which he did. So that was good. So anyway, like, that is my report for my first BDSM class. Candy out.